You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Sacred Insight with Andrea Bates.
Andrea Bates.
Live from mindbodynourish.etsy.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Sacred Insight
on A1R, the Ask One Radio
Hi,
Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sacred Insight. Thank you so much for joining us. I hope you're all well and good. Today, we're going to talk a little bit about the spirit world. So these are some things that I have seen through my clairvoyance, which is what spirit gives me as pictures in my mind that to show me information. And you too may be able to see like flashes that spirit will give to you, like in meditation or something. And that is information that they are conveying to you. But now, for the first one that I was going to mention, you may have heard about our loved ones becoming sort of like a spirit guide. So that definitely does happen at times. And not everybody is going to have their loved one become their spirit guide, although they're always around you. But for some of them, they can actually work with your spirit team to relay information to you that can help you know or understand what is going on for you in any situation. Maybe if you're feeling confused about something, or they do this, they can come in and start doing this on a regular basis, and then they're starting to act with your spirit team to help guide you. So another thing that you'll get is coming from spirit is going to leave you with feeling calm. So just as an aside message, if you're feeling panicked from information given to you, just know that that is a projection from the ego and it is fear-based. Spirit is always a healing energy. Try and remember that, because that does happen sometimes. So now the next thing that I was going to mention that I have seen is honestly one of the most beautiful things that I have seen given to me from spirit about the spirit world. And that is after we have crossed over, after we've done our life review, which I will talk about in a minute. I didn't put these in order, but you will also get some details about what's coming next for you, for your soul's experiences, that type of stuff. After that all gets sorted out and we move into a new space, which will basically become our home. Before we move into our little home, we go into this enormous room that is full of golden light. It's warm, beautiful golden light where many, many, many souls are gathered. And when you enter this beautiful golden filled room for the first time after crossing over, there are a lot of souls gathered, maybe hundreds, maybe thousands, to greet you. And this is in addition to when you first cross over and your loved ones and angels greet you. Okay. Now, so anyway, like you walk through this long hallway upon entering this room, and all of the souls in there give your loved ones, and when they pass over, a standing ovation. They cheer and they clap for your loved ones, because they have just completed a major undertaking for his soul, a life here on earth, and they'll get acknowledged by them for that huge accomplishment that they just completed. So each soul has this event basically dedicated to them by other souls who have lived on Earth, and they are just showered with appreciation as if they just are almost like on stage and they're this, you know, major artist who just performed something, like a concert, like a huge concert, Elton John concert or something like that. And that's how, that's the applause you get, that your loved ones get when they cross over. And it is no easy feat to live, you know, in life, to do a life on Earth. And so, you know, you are celebrated. Okay, so moving on to the next one is about the life review. And I know most of you have heard of the life review by now, but I just wanted to expand on it a little bit more. So what's interesting is that our life review is shown to us kind of like a movie on a screen. Emotions play a big role. So how we make other people feel during, you know, the encounters with them by our actions is what we experience, that we made somebody feel. Almost as if we are seeing through their lens, seeing through their eyes, and having those experiences and how, you know, they took it. The key is, though, is if it was from us, you know, if our actions caused it, not necessarily if they're feeling that way and it was caused by somebody else, because that happens a lot too. But so we go through the life review with certain people's lives that we knew. We watch other people's lives in a life review that we knew, mostly our loved ones. And this is done so we can have a better understanding of our relationship with them, okay, and what they went through. So even if it doesn't have to do necessarily with us, we watch what happened with their life, or even if they're still here on Earth, we'll watch their life review in order to understand them, their actions, our relationship with them, because we'll likely either have another relationship with them or go through a similar situation in a future life. And so this was done to help hopefully have it be like a little bit more of a gentle interaction for both parties, you know, in the future. And another thing we'll do regarding life reviews throughout our time on the other side is we'll go back after the initial life review, and this is only done as needed, and have more life reviews, but this time it's going to be focusing on specific things if there's more lessons to learn there, so that we can get a clearer perspective on the more important things that we're still needing more clarity and help on. And there is absolutely no judgment. This isn't done, you know, to like shaming or anything like that. It's just about learning and understanding. Okay, so next thing we'll do, which I find really interesting that Spirit has shown me, is we will observe people who are alive on Earth while we're in spirit. And this is to see how other people handle situations and lessons that we had to go through, but that we had a hard or more difficult time with, and see the choices that they make, both for the better and for the worse, you know, in order to learn. So, like I said, this has to do with certain similar situations that apply to us. All of this information will be put in our subconscious. So like if when, you know, in our future lifetime, it will be given to us as needed from spirit, from the spirit world into our subconscious mind. A lot of times it'll come in our dreams, but, or when you zone off and you're just kind of like in a distant, you know, looking out in a far away distance and not really conscious. Sometimes, I guess, information comes through that way. Another way it will come through is in a meditative state. Once you start living from like a spiritually minded way of being, you know, and during meditation, you can get, that's a good way to get information, because like it'll be clear, usually, hopefully, and you know, you're more likely to just be more aware of it, remember it better. But anyway, you know, when our subconscious mind is given information from our soul family about our life that, you know, is needed. So, okay. The next one that I was going to mention is we have classes in the spirit world. And sometimes I have seen, ascended masters, if you're familiar with that term, but ascended masters will teach some of these classes that we will take from them. And a lot of them are about emotions. So the ones that I've seen are about emotions, about self-love, mastering our emotions, because emotions are a key part of life. And we come from the spirit world, and the spirit world is love, and love is an emotion. And it takes us back to our truth, which takes us back to love. And then we can come here and be more mindful of bringing our truth to the world in whatever capacity is appropriate and right for us. And it comes from our soul. And our soul's truth is what we're here to do. So if it's not of love, then it's not truth, if that makes sense. And then that means it's coming from here. And that's why it's important to live from our own soul's truth and not the opinions necessarily of other people. And so I hope this gives like an interesting perspective on the spirit world, things that they have shown me. And just, you know, we all have our own individual lives to live, and that's why it's great to live to the beat of your own drum, and not, you know, recognize when things are coming from fear, and maybe realize that it's not necessarily your truth. So anyway, that is going to do it for me today. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want to check out my services or products, you can go to standoutstore.com/mediumandrea and go from there. Have a wonderful week, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye.